5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Irish.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
A really generous serving for your Friday Rush Hour. It is Sarah Rowe from the Magpies AFLW to join us shortly. We got Braggle Artist as usual. Wouldn't be a Friday without it. Will Anderson will be on the line. An idiot file I might have just featured. And a fruity one just to finish it off. As always, the man across from me, Anthony William Brownless, is here.
Daisy Thomas, thank you very much. A nice week, and it's the Brag Artist. So I think it's something there that we've all done during the week. It goes very, very well. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
And to you.
Yes.
Sunny's shining, finally, here in sunny Melbourne.
And the weather's looking good.
Oh, next
Sunday,
week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Cherry ripe.
About time, eh, Rabsy?
Said, grab onto me, I'll just shrug him off. Look, he's on my arm, you.
Oh.
Like, as a result of the last contest, we've now got this free kick.
Oh, Dale.
Who was that? Who flopped?
I think it was Loney from the Saints. He elbowed me in the midriff, and I give him a bit of what's going on. As always, the umpire saw that and
50.
You can't speak to umpires like that, Bill.
Do you miss playing footy?
Not at all. I miss playing in front of big crowds, but in terms of the day-to-day, week-to-week of it, no.
No?
I was very sore and old by the end of it.
What's your worst injuries now?
Ankles still.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it's like, cold of winter.
I know really, what it's like.
Really struggle to get out of bed, but anyway.
I don't know if you appear in our rappy today.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy, rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
Thank you very much, KO. Now, can you believe that another ex-Saint has joined the Ross Lyon New Saints?
It's DJ Khaled.
Who?
Another one.
No.
No. Okay. Pass Brent, you.
BJ.
Oh, BJ.
Not DJ. BJ. Brendan Goddard.
Another
has
one.
Joined.
Yes.
So there's Lenny Hayes. There's Ross Lyon. There's Robert Harvey. Dale is the coach of the AFLW. Cozzy's there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all band back.
What's
together.
What's he back there doing?
Well, he's doing the development coaching.
Okay.
So taking the kids, 1 and 2 years,
yep.
Looking after them. He spent last winter as assistant coach of St. Kevin's. They won the A-grade premiership.
Okay.
So he's helping out there. Played 205 games with the Mighty Saints. So I like that. He's getting them back. And it's good. They'll sell a lot of memberships. They've just got to win now.
They've just got to start winning and start winning early too, just to relieve a little bit of any pressure that will be there.
Spot on. Mm. Do you like the idea of Magic Round? NRL have been doing it for a while. Do you like it?
Yep, absolutely. The NRL do it really, really well, and it's taken off too. Fans get there. They storm there. It's fantastic. So I think there's certainly legs and merit for it in the AFL.
So it's an extra round. Will the players like that?
I don't think they'll mind too much.
Righto.
We do what we're told eventually.
And you get paid for it.
Correct.
So it's an extra round, and it looks like it was Sydney or Adelaide. And yesterday on the Rush Hour over there in South Australia, Bernie, Bluey and Jars, they had on their premier. Do you know the new premier of South Australia, what his name is?
No.
Either do I.
No, you have a go at it.
Come on. Well, it's Peter Malinkauskas.
It's close.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty not good. Malinkauskas.
I wrote it phonetically. So anyway, he's...
And still added an N in there, did you?
He came into the Rush Hour over there. And if you don't mind me asking, Peter, what do you think?
I don't mind saying to you, I've made it pretty clear to Gil in the AFL. I said, if you go to Sydney first and people turn on their television sets and there's no one in the grandstand and the whole concept is a flop,
yes,
then, the sales pitch for the second year will be different.
Yep.
So let's get it into Adelaide. Let's make it work. It's a new concept. So it's got to come to Adelaide, put on a great show, and then everyone can back the magic round in from that point on.
I agree with him, by the way.
It's a pretty fair logic he's brought to it.
Bloody oath.
As you see up there with the Everest, the younger crowd getting there, it goes off once, and then they just come to it in their thousands, in their droves. So it is a fair point.
They just need two ovals, I think. If there's 9 games going on,
yeah, but again, if you sort of put the lesser sides with the smaller fan bases out the back there on the second oval, and then you have the bigger ones at Amy Park.
Righto. AFLW, the final.
Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, what did it used to? It used to be AB something, didn't
yeah.
it?
Footy
yeah.
Park.
Footy yeah. Park.
I'm old, Rubs.
Which isn't there anymore. AFLW, the finals kick off. First time this year, 18 teams have been in the competition. Down to 8, Daisy.
Oh, yes.
So
business end.
Tonight, qualifying final, Melbourne versus Adelaide, Icon Park, 7:10. Then tomorrow up in Brisbane take on Richmond at Metricon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 4:10.
Can't get to the Gabba because of the cricket.
Cricket, thank you, Rabsy. Elimination final down at GMHBA Stadium, 7:10 at Geelong North Melbourne. That is tomorrow also. I think hasn't got it here. Yeah, it is Saturday night down there. And then on Sunday, the big game, Collingwood versus Western Bulldogs, 3:10 Victoria Park.
Oh, yes, that'll be a big one.
And we're going to have a chat to one of the Collingwood players.
Sarah Rowe.
Rosa. So we'll have a chat to her. That'll be, how many will they get there? Get good crowds?
I think they'll get a generous yeah. serving, 5,000 plus, I'd say.
$10 for an adult.
Yep.
And if you're under 18, free.
Free.
Good. All
good
right.
place to watch footy there.
Great.
Yes. Great place to go along.
Well, they're all good grounds, but the old ones, especially Icon Park.
And your Vic Park, as we just touched on.
And mm-hmm. Vic Park and GMHBA Stadium's beautiful for the lights.
Well, that's almost like a country ground, isn't
the
it?
The lights all come
half
on.
A stand and no capacity.
It's just been pushed back the stand,
has
I'm
it?
Told.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was supposed to be about round 4 or 5. But hey, cricket. Australia take on Afghanistan tonight,
yes,
of course. That is a
must
big game.
Win.
So they've got to kind of win the toss and bat, I suppose, and go hard, or do they try and bowl them out? What would you do if you're captain?
I would be batting first and then trying to knock them over really yeah. quickly.
All right.
Know what you're defending.
Finchy, not sure if he plays. I don't think he does with that, Hammy.
Mm. So we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
But there is a game going on now, Ireland and New Zealand. Which...
Oh, rabbits.
That's for Ireland. Anyway, Ireland won the toss and elected not to bat.
So they'll be having a bowl.
So New Zealand are 3 for 119 off 14 overs. So that's Ooh. Not bad. They're going all right. 3 for 119 off, because it all counts, the run rate and things like that. So good luck to the Aussies. That is a big game tonight against Afghanistan. Netball, what about Danelle Wallum?
Yes.
Who dominated the second test against England at the minute, I think they're playing, shooting the Diamonds to a series win over England. They won 57-53 last night. So she shot 25 from 26.
Yes. So being given an opportunity and dead set taking it with both hands, good to see.
And then they subbed her out and another young girl come on and shot 14 from 18. So that's good. So well done to Danelle, because she's had a big couple of months, as we know.
Absolutely.
And she's come out and firing. She's just got on the court and done her best stuff. So that is fantastic for her. And Lauren Jackson returns to the WNBL, playing for the Southside Flyers against Adelaide Lightning at the State Basketball Centre tomorrow at 7. That's been an unbelievable comeback, hasn't it?
That is a big comeback and good a good get too.
Mm. Exactly. So all the best
superstar
there to Lauren, and what a huge weekend of racing. You'll be out there tomorrow?
I won't be, Bill. No, no. I'm father duties tomorrow, so Ooh. Tilly and I will just be taking it nice and easy. You?
She'll be watching the races.
You'll be in the birdcage, will
I
you, again?
I'll just float around like a little bird.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. at midday.
Right now we're joined by Collingwood star Sarah Rowe.
Collingwood has a big elimination final against the Doggies on Sunday, and our next guest will hope her speed and skill can get the Pies over the line.
The bounce for Sheridan, the handball to Rowe, and the goal for Collingwood. That is outstanding.
Please welcome Sarah Rowe.
Yes, Rowe, welcome back to the Rush Hour. Firstly, how are the nerves ahead of the big game?
Yeah, good. We're really looking forward to it. We're excited. The game's Sunday, and obviously the weather is expected to be good, and we're hoping to have as many Pies fans down as possible.
Yes, Collingwood Western Bulldogs, 3:10 at Victoria Park on Sunday, of course. Mm-hmm. There's some other games. There's Melbourne and Adelaide tonight at 7:10, and then Brisbane, Richmond tomorrow, and the Cats are playing North Melbourne. So there's some good games going on.
Yeah, there's a few crackers, I think. I think this time of the year, all the games are always exciting.
They certainly are, Bill. It's just amazing that you managed to weasel Geelong in there again.
Well, they're actually in the finals playing.
Now, Rowie, who's your favourite Brownless? Just a quick one.
Oh,
Oscar is definitely up there with my number one. Billy is the troublemaker, I believe. And yeah, so you're about number two, I'd say.
Sure. I think you've met Oscar with a couple of the Geelong boys, Mark O'Connor and Zach Tui. And we're just talking about this. A great effort by the Cats to let him go back to County Cork somewhere.
Kerry.
And
good try. You should have done your homework first.
Yeah, exactly. And he played a game back there, which was fantastic. I think about 10 or 12 of the Geelong boys went back to Ireland to watch.
Yeah, it was amazing to see that, actually. I think the Geelong boys would have got a real taste of what the culture of GA is like at home. And when I was, we had 6 weeks off there between our seasons. I brought home six of the Aussie girls as well. And I think for them to understand our lives and then our lives over here kind of makes them understand the person behind the player. So, yeah, I'd say the boys had a great time.
We're having a look at that photo here, Bill. The girls got back there. How was the trip over there? You have a good time?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, we... So I think when I'm over in Australia, I represent the Irish people. And I probably do a great job at that, you know, just... And then when the Aussie girls came over to Australia, they were absolutely made a show of your nation. They were a disgrace the whole time.
Good.
So they really let you down. But no, it was great. It was so good for them to meet my family and friends.
Looked like Mykonos might have been a touch better for them.
Yes.
We loved Mykonos, yeah.
It looked like it.
You're from County Mayo?
Yes, County Mayo, well done. You did your homework on that one.
I did. He's from Dingle, of course. Beautiful little town on the water there in Ireland, Dingle. Got to go there. But County Mayo, what about that great curse that we've spoken about before with County Mayo, where they didn't win a premiership for 90 years because they went past this funeral procession. That's a word. And went straight past it, and the bloke said, "They're not going to win a premiership for them until I stay alive." And he stayed alive another 90 years.
The guy in the funeral procession.
Yeah, is that true, Sarah?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. It's 1951 was the last time Mayo won in All-Ireland. My granddad was actually on that team.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was. I think until everyone died, they said that Mayo wouldn't win in All-Ireland. And so I think it was only last year that all the players have passed away. So we suspect Mayo are in for a good year this year. But yeah, there's been really weird moments in final, dying moments of All-Ireland finals where Mayo were set to win the game and they'd miss a free kick right in front of the goal. So everyone is starting to believe in the curse.
Yes. Well, that's a good curse. Read up about it.
I will have to now, Bill. That's some more history you're bringing to this show. No, well done. Hey, what about your roommate, Ruby Schleicher now?
Ruby. The Rubster. We like the Rubster.
Not only is she an absolute ripper, but she's back this week for game 50.
Yeah, no, we're so excited. Her family are flying over as well for the weekend. So there's real excitement building in our house in St Kilda. But yeah, we can't wait to see her out there again. She was a big loss for us last week.
Did you just describe her as a disgrace?
Yeah.
Disgrace. Absolute disgrace. That's what you describe your best friend as always. Isn't it? You can never give them, you can only give them compliments behind their backs, really.
So you two in a house together in St Kilda. Wow. What a day. Interesting.
Yeah, if walls could tell stories.
Tell us a couple.
No, we'll keep. We're talking about footy.
That's right.
The finals this weekend.
So you haven't played Western Bulldogs this year, I don't think. So how's it going to go?
Yeah, I think we have a good track record against Bulldogs, but they always bring an exciting game, and I think they're all a young and up and coming team. But we're excited. We think if we bring our best, we can do well at the weekend. But yeah, we just focus on the process for now.
Absolutely. What sort of crowd are we expecting there at the traditional home of the Magpies, Victoria Park? Surely they all get down there and get behind you, the Pies fans. They had obviously a successful year with the men's team. Now they still be showing the support, no doubt.
Yeah, hopefully. I think come finals round, you expect the crowds to be a bit better and for people to jump on the bandwagon, especially when it comes to Collingwood. I think people love to do that. And so I hope that there's a big crowd this weekend.
Sarah Rowe, we're talking to, of course, from Collingwood, superstar there. Hey, I used to play at the Victoria Park back in the day, and they used to, when you'd been down to pick the footy up, they'd throw Barocca, a yellow substance, on you, and it was warm, Sarah.
They threw Barocca on you when you were in Victoria Park. Why was that?
Well, I don't know if it was Barocca. It was a yellow type substance, and they used to throw it on you. So that was the fans back then at Victoria Park, back in the good old days.
Was it because you were a superstar of the game, or
That's right.
It because you were playing poorly? Which one was
No, superstar of the game. Hey, so good luck, or big game, 3:10 Victoria Park Sunday, elimination final two. How do we get there, Raps?
I'll grab your tickets at Ticketek. Adults are just $10 and kids under 18 get in for free. It's a huge elimination final against the Bulldogs, as you said, Bill, Sunday, 3:10 p.m. at the traditional home ground of Victoria Park Days.
Absolutely. Pies fans, get along. Sarah, all the very best to you. And if you do get knocked out, just behave yourself between now and next season starting, all right?
Knocked out.
In terms of
it's an elimination final. Thanks, boys. It's a pleasure, as always.
I hope you win. To be sure, Sarah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Every time. Thanks, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Out as Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I have just made my 50th blood and plasma donation.
I finally finished my landscape apprenticeship after 7 long years, but it should only take me 4.
You're unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Certainly is, Bill. 133353 is the number. Ring up. Give yourself a pump up, a pat on the back for something you've done absolutely outstanding.
Exactly. Pump yourself up right now because Rabsy's got some very good prizes. Rabs, haven't you?
Absolutely. Double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins and more at the Mornington Racecourse. Sunday, January 15, tickets at Ticketmaster. Always a good day at the Red Hot Summer Tour. Always a good day down on the peninsula.
Yes.
Plus a Neverland store voucher and a grilled voucher as well.
Wow, and what have you done, Days, this week?
Well, nothing extraordinary, but I'll give myself a pump up. I went to IKEA with the Dahl just to get some furniture for the house, which is always testing.
Yes.
But I then put it all together, the flat packs, 3 of them,
mm-hmm.
Nothing missing, everything still upright, outstanding.
Wow. You're unbelievable. That is good.
Usually you sort of get to the end and there's 4 or 5 spare bits of something and you're going back to E3 going, just throw me the bin, exactly. No one notice.
The Dow joints or whatever they
are.
Did you use the Allen key?
I had the Allen key, but I was a bit smarter. I had the good Bosch power tools.
Right.
Ooh, bit of Bosch.
Yes.
How do you get the Bosch power tools onto the Allen key?
A little attachment. A little drill bit.
Because I've been using the Allen key.
Yeah, and it's a bit slow. Yeah, it does take a while. So, there's my pumper.
As we called it in our day, they were called the hex keys.
Mm.
There you go. 133353, ring now. And, yes, just brag about yourselves. That's
pump
what we
ups on
know.
A Friday. Friday. That's what we need. That's what we deserve.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train. We'll move on to question. What's commonly referred to as a train wreck?
Time for brag artist, Bill, which we love on a Friday. A good pump up going into your weekend.
And very good prizes. And we go to Dean in Roeville. G'day, Dino. What have you done?
G'day, gents. Love the show and even better without JB in it.
Spot on. Spot on.
Just thought it was brag-worthy. So far this week, Derby Day finished in front, Cup Day finished in front, and Oaks Day finished in front. You're so unbelievable.
Dino reckons he's had 3 winning days. We've had 3 losing days.
Going better than us is Dino, but that's why he's here bragging. Well done, Dino.
What's your best win, Dino?
Goal trip in the cup was very generous.
Oh, that was nice.
Very nice.
Well done. That's very good. Betting and punting responsibly, of course.
Any tips for tomorrow?
Yeah, what do you like tomorrow, Dino?
Honey Creeper, if I have to put my neck on the line.
Yeah,
well,
good.
Righto, there you go. Good man. Well done, Dean.
Giga kick.
Good luck to him tomorrow to make it 4 in a row.
Mm, well done.
What about Craig? Craig, welcome. Where are you from?
Wodonga and Albury.
Sorry, Craig.
Just Wodonga. Don't bring Albury into it. Come on.
Don't bring Albury into it.
What's your brag, mate? Pump yourself up.
Well, my tennis and myself, we did a 27-hour tennis challenge last weekend. So we played tennis for 27 hours straight.
Wow.
So I was on the court for 11 hours straight from 8:30 at night to 7:30 in the morning. And 15 hours in total on the court. But as a tennis center, we wanted to raise some money for Fight MND. You're
so unbelievable. So 27 hours straight playing tennis, and you went through the whole night.
Yep.
Wow. How's the serve? towards the end of it?
Pretty slow. Pretty tired.
Amazing effort, though.
Lots of cramps in the afternoon.
It says you were trying to raise $10,000. Did you get there? Did you get close?
We haven't got there yet, but we've still got to the end of this month to raise the money. So, I'm getting it out there, and we're going to do some other challenges, and I'm going to do 27 days of tennis.
Well done. Hey, what's the tennis centre?
Wodonga Tennis Centre.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Absolutely. Thank fantastic you. Cause that is, and well done to you. We go now down to Shane in Hobart.
Shano.
Hey, boys. Love the show. Best time of the afternoon.
Nearly time for a frothy.
Yeah, great time for a frothy. Just before I talk, I'd like to ask what's JB's batting average?
His batting average is 43 in Shield cricket.
Is that 43 not out or 43 out?
No, it's the average.
It's average.
Oh, shut up. What have you done?
Now I'm on to you, Fat. You're triple XL Gazman.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, I brought one the other day and it's too big for me.
Yes, you're running some material.
Well, but how good is it? How good's the Gazman, the material?
The material's not that good, actually.
Oh, it's bloody good. What do you got for us? Have you done anything good?
I did something good, mate. I helped an old lady that was struggling with her groceries.
Yeah.
And I put him in the car for her, and then I thought, good deed. I should get a good deed back. So I went to the pokies and put 50 cents in and won $600.
You're unbelievable.
Wow. Outstanding.
$600
for 50.
There you go, on the
well
Britney's
done.
Laptop.
Well done, Shano. Good boy.
No worries, champions. Thank you.
Good work, Shane. Good.
Yes, absolutely. Hobart. Who next, Bill?
A Dean from Shepparton. Hello, Dino.
How are we, lads?
Going well. What have you been doing, Dino?
Well, we're all aware of this rainfall we've had and all the floods ravaging Victoria, mate. So myself and a number of other dedicated volunteers from the Barmer Brumby Preservation Group have been towing tons of feed through 3.5 to 4 kilometres of floodwaters down there in the Barmer National Park.
Right.
And depositing it on the few ridges of high, dry ground where all our wildlife is accumulating to try and keep them alive until these floodwaters bugger off and life can get back to normal.
You're so unbelievable.
Oh, how good's that?
And fantastic effort that is.
We do forget about the wildlife a bit, don't we, Dino? So well done to you, mate.
Look, thanks, Billy. And if I can, look, anyone that's looking to help us out, Barmer Brumby Preservation Group on Facebook, jump on there, donate some money towards hay. You provide the hay and we'll deliver it to the wildlife, mate.
Oh, well done, Dino. Fantastic effort, mate. We got Vic there in Rosanna. Hello, Vic.
Hello, Billy and team. How you going?
Billy, hello, Tim.
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, you said team.
Oh, I said Tim. Hey, what have you been doing, Vic?
Mate, I've been busting a gut all week with my high school kids, getting them ready for their VCE exam, and today, this afternoon, they did it, and they absolutely smashed it.
Oh, how good. What was it today?
Mate, they did economics this afternoon.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand, and not long ago I had Bailey Smith in my class, and he loves demand and supply.
Oh, he certainly does. He's going well too. Hey, well done, Vic. That's fantastic, a teacher there. And we'll go down to Warrigal.
Yes, my neck of the woods, a 3820. We got Damien.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. Very well, thank you. Damien. Damo, what's your brag? What's your pump-up?
Well, I'm a mobile detailer from Warrigal, and I'm very, very good at what I do, and I'm very good at paint correction. And my customers love me. Uh-oh. And I'm losing some weight too, so double bonus.
Wow. You're unbelievable. What did you say you're good at? Paint correction.
Yeah, it used to be called cut and polish, but now it's called paint correction, a fancier term.
Oh, nice. Good work. How's your car looking? Be a few dints in it, I reckon.
Mine's perfect, the Nissan Navara. Oh, boy, white, clean, beautiful.
You can get on to Damien down there. Oh, there we go. Righto, who did we like here? I've got one. And who did you like, Dave?
Well, I'm going to go with Dean from Shepparton, feeding the horses and all the other
wildlife
down there, which is a fantastic effort.
Dino, you've got yourself a $200 Neverland store voucher, mate. It's the home of Australian streetwear, shop in store or online, neverlandstore.com.au. Grab yourself some new threads, mate.
Look, thanks very much, guys. We'll put that towards some gear to keep our volunteers warm and dry while we're feeding these animals, mate.
Beautiful.
Good thanks, on you, mate. Dean. Craig from Wodonga, 27 hours straight playing tennis to fight MND. Craig has won.
A $100 grilled voucher. Make sure you try their salt, bush and pepper onion rings, mate. Ooh. They are magnificent.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. That's great.
Hey, well done to you. Great effort. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Grab your fanty.
Grab me where? Better not have. Dino from Roeville, he's won three. I don't know if he deserves a prize, but just a shout out. He's had the three winning days on the punt, and if he gives us the winner tomorrow, maybe we can call him back.
We'll send him a Triple M prize pack for Dino.
Yeah, well done, Dino. He'd like the creeper tomorrow, so get on the creeper.
Hey,
well done, Dave. That was nice.
Thank you very much.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim, blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim. And the great thing about playing footy is the mates you make, isn't it?
Absolutely,
during
Bill.
Your career.
And the cash.
And the cash. But you play with a lot of players, but you're all still mates and you get invited everywhere.
You do.
Something like their wedding.
Most of them, yes.
How long did you play with Steel Sidebottom?
I think I had him for the best part. Well, I was there for 8 years, so seven years. Seasons.
He 7 years with Steel.
Yep.
So you'd be pretty close, wouldn't you?
Very close, good mates.
So I read this with interest. Steel Sidebottom's wedding.
Mm.
300 of his closest mates.
300, yep.
300. Huge night. A champagne tower was the centrepiece of the wedding. And then the highlight of the night came when the couple danced on the shoulders of guests around.
That's impressive.
Well, you'd know this. You would have been there.
I wasn't, no. Oh. I couldn't attend.
You didn't get invited?
No, I couldn't attend. I was otherwise not invited.
No, I don't think you got invited.
I didn't get invited.
You played with 8 years.
Yep.
A lot of footy together.
Yep.
There was Maynard there, Taylor Adams, Scott Pendlebury, Jordan DeGoey, Jeremy Howe, Levi Greenwood, Ben Crocker.
Yep.
Rupert Betheris, yep. Wes Fellows, Jason
Thurl Merritt,
Shane Wakelin, Ryan Lonely. He even brought his brother along. And you didn't get invited.
No Heeshaw, no Didak.
None of the boys.
None of us.
What's happened there? Nathan Buckley was there.
Say no more.
Oh. you and him, Steele's a good country boy Kisgupner.
He is. Shep. Rose. One of my favourites, Steel. Was one of my favourites, Steel.
Didn't get invited.
Wait till I write him off this year on the M's on the special comments.
Might have to get him on next week.
Exactly.
And ask him.
There we can.
What's happened there?
I didn't speak to him a lot when I went to the Blues, to be honest.
But still, your mates.
Yeah.
And there's 350 there. One of the great weddings and you didn't get invited.
The biggest wedding of the year and I didn't get an invite.
So if you get married.
Yeah. When I get married.
When?
Yeah.
Will you invite Steel?
Absolutely not. Shove it right up his Collingwood jumper. No, I'll invite Sidey and his missus there. We had a good chat with her at the Brownlow, Rabsy and I, and she came along and she had a couple of drinks. And
what did she say to Brian?
Oh, she started doing a little bit of material on Brian. Boy, did you see that?
Did she say? She said that, didn't she?
She did say that. I interviewed Steele on the red carpet, obviously doing my job there, and we did speak about the wedding. And I said, I haven't got the invite." And I was sort of half serious, and the look on both their faces.
Still didn't get it.
Still didn't get one, but that's all right. You can't fit everyone in, Bill. You can fit most. 300's a lot.
That's disappointing, to be honest.
You're at Jared Blair's wedding now.
I went to Blair's wedding. Yeah, yes. Sidey was there,
and. And
still didn't get it involved. We'll ring him. We'll get him on the line next week. We'll have a yarn to him and see just what happened.
Put that down, Hose.
Yep.
We're going
to
ring
him. I don't have his number, so you'll have to find it.
They sucked him.
Okay.
Well done, Steel.
Is that all you wanted?
That was all.
Just to hang it on me.
Yeah, hang it on you. Beautiful.
Appreciate it.
And you feel good about it?
No.
Will Anderson still to join us after 5. He's got a brand new book out, which we'll chat to him. You claimed yesterday there wasn't going to be an idiot file today, but on the run sheet it says idiot file.
No, there's not.
Yes. Where?
And a decent amount of time allotted to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Surely not. I've been good, haven't I?
Well, how were you with Joey? And you've been okay this week. Short week might have saved you.
It saved me. So no idiot file. That's good.
No, definitely an idiot file. And a fruity Friday joke. All thanks to Allegra Interiors, by the way, Melbourne's premium curtains and blinds retailer. We love Allegra. For a free quote, search Allegra Interiors today.
Quote.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
What? Drink
responsibly. Now, there's a horse running tonight at Pakenham. Race 2, number 3, Daisy.
Yes.
I want you to have a look at this horse, please. Okay. What's it called?
On the PointsBet app here, Me Mum's Me Dad.
Me Mum's Me Dad. So guess why it's called that, Daisy? So the sire. So who's the dad?
The sire is Redwood Great Britain.
Right. And who's the mum, which is the dam?
Very good. Redwood.
So obviously not related, these two. One's from Great Britain, the other one's Australian. But both mum and dad are called Redwood, so hence the name, Me Mum's Me Dad.
Aptly named. And if you go to the trainer jockey section too, provides a slight twist and a bit more humour.
So the trainer is John Allen.
And the jockey is Ben Allen.
What is going on with this horse?
It's a family affair, which is brilliant.
What price are we getting on PointsBet for?
I've just took it down, but it has been backed in.
Responsibly.
Yeah, me mum's me dad. Have something each way.
You can find yourself in the double figure quote there. So
interesting names, aren't they, some horses? Why Kick a Moo Cow, of course.
Jimmy Choo Shoes.
Jimmy Choo Shoe
was a good horse. Turak Toff, of course.
Dinger.
Aptly named. Dinger winning the other day. There was a couple of mates of mine from school had a greyhound. They called it Should Have Been a Wombat.
And? Well, should have.
I'm actually not sure it got to the track, so it should have been a wombat. Yes. Now, there certainly are a few of them going around. What was any other favourites of yours?
Family of Man. Which is not, but I backed it when I was a kid and I still remember it. That was a long, long time ago.
Family of Man. Okay.
The Kiwi that come over and won the Melbourne Cup down the outside. Down
Rogan
the outside.
Josh for all the food enthusiasts.
Yes, exactly. No, there's been plenty.
What about, have you ever had a horse named after you? Because there's plenty of like Deledio, Brereton, Dool at the minute.
Yes.
There's plenty going around.
Fat.
No.
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 No fat.
Tony. No.
No. No, I haven't. I've owned a couple. I should have done that. I wanted to try and name something like that.
We had a racehorse. We named it after the Royal Hotel in Druin and the riffraff that we were that went were there, aptly named Royal Riffraff.
Any good?
It won one race at the Druin Picnics, which is all we needed.
Yes.
The start.
You didn't load up, did you?
We took the
money off a poor one bloke. Bookmaker would have been there.
Well, it ended up being very, very short on the bookmakers as the whole town was behind it. We had cheerleaders from the Melbourne Storm come down and wearing their outfits. It was a good time.
What, did you?
Yes.
To Druin?
Yeah. Might have been dating one at the time, which
The riffraff.
The riffraff from the Druin.
Well, what about the stakes quickly tomorrow? What are we like?
Is that the nature strip?
No, that's Private Eye.
Private Eye, yes. It's nearly the best horse in the country.
Change the name they have of it now from the Stakes Day to Champions Day, Rabsy.
Champions.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shows how much I know.
And can I'm Thunderstruck, can that win? Can that defeat Animo?
Well, no. You know what? I'm going to go with no. Animo's been unbelievable.
It has.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
Right now, we're joined by one of our favourites, Will Anderson, whose new book, I Am Not Fine, Thanks, is out now.
Our next guest proves that while age is no barrier to comedy,
I have osteoarthritis in my hips, so it means my hips click when I walk. Yeah, hello, ladies.
It just might be for other stuff.
She said, I can show you ways to have sex that will knock your socks off. Want that. It took me 20 minutes to get him on.
Please welcome Will Anderson.
Very, very funny. This man, Bill, Will Anderson, one of my favourites personally. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Daisy, good to see you there, mate. Feel like finally at this time of the year, JB's not there.
Yeah.
I was getting worried about the big fella. He'd stuck around way longer than he ordinarily sticks around. Normally he gets the replacement straight in. And I think I got to be honest with you, Daisy. I think that he's a little worried. I think that he knows that you're young, you're hungry, you're ready to go, and there might be an opportunity there. So he stuck around for a little bit longer than he ordinarily would.
Exactly, because normally he has gone early, so he's worried. You're right. Hey, Will, interesting look as I look down here in the Zoom. Have you watched Something About Mary?
Is that the hair?
Yeah, what's going on with your hair?
Yeah, not a problem you face, is it?
Yes.
Not something that you have to worry about, is it? The old Something About Mary, straight off the dome. rub it in, a little bit of polish. And a polish and then a polish. That's
And as Daisy said, are you in a sauna? You're in a little wooden sauna.
I mean, soprano style. I like to do all the meetings from the sauna. I am towel from the waist down. Oh. Well, you know this.
You do have the new book out, I Am Not Fine, Thanks. Tell us about, you had 365 days off, so a year off between gigs. Must have been excited to get that first gig back out of the way.
Oh, so how's this, Daisy? Like, I got offered a gig. It was like 365 days to the day. It was, the only reason I took it was actually to the day. It was 7 minutes of stand-up comedy, and I had to drive 3 hours to get there and 3 hours home. So a six-hour drive for a seven-minute gig. And this is what I love the most about this is that, like, I almost died on the way home. So on the way home, there was this massive storm up my way. I was about 10 minutes from my house and I'm driving this windy back road and then suddenly, bang, out of nowhere, this giant branch snaps off a tree, bounces off my windscreen. Like, I was so lucky that I didn't see it coming, because if I'd seen it coming, I just would have swerved, gone over the side of the road. There's no one left to tell this story, but it smashes my windscreen like so badly that I pull over, I get out of the car in the middle of a storm on a dark stormy night. The windscreen is like concaved in to basically where it almost would have got me. And my immediate reaction is to get out of my car in the dark in a storm and start walking back up the road to see if I could like find this branch. And then suddenly I realized, like, you've already cheated death once. This is what they call a final destination scenario, right? Like, you shouldn't be out here going, hello, Reggie. So I've had to like drive the entire way home with my head out the window so I can see doggy style, which is, I believe, what they call that. And that's what doggy style means, isn't it, Bill? I know when somebody says to me, you want to do it doggy style, I grab the car keys and wind down the window.
No, you got it wrong. I tried it once, hit me head on the running under the house.
Yeah, for you, you're just out in the kennel, your head in, back side up, ready to go, and no one's coming around.
How did the 7 minute gig go? Well, geez, you would have been full of jokes and everything. You would have got it all out in 7 minutes, surely.
I mean, here's the thing too, Bill. Like, when you drive that far, you want to say it was a great gig.
Yeah.
It went fine.
Oh, no good.
Oh, no. Hey, a bit of rust after a year, right?
He's been sitting at home for a year, got all these gags and jokes. He gets 7 minutes and it's only just fine. Hey, speaking of, nearly dying and things like that, you went to see the Wiggles and poor old Greg Page, he had a heart attack. Did you think it was part of the gig?
Now, hang on. I wasn't at this gig, Bill, but I know you've done your research. Yeah. It's fine. So, Bill's looking at the paper. I love when Bill's like,
and now he's pointing fingers at his nose.
Always a team player, always willing to take one for a team. Can I point out? Bill just did the classic, you've just kicked a behind from straight in front, and the classic AFL thing of like, everyone set up.
Yeah.
Hey, why aren't you in your position? Put up in the back line. This is not on me, guys.
Anyway, did you see how Greg Page had a heart attack at one of his gigs?
I did see that, Bill. Thanks for asking. Well, I appreciate that. This one to me would have been the greatest gig of all time, because this was the gig the Wiggles put together for Bushfire Relief. So it's the original lineup of the Wiggles. So firstly, who is this gig for, right? It's not for children, because that would terrify children, wouldn't it? Like, because that's not their Wiggles. They would just be like, why has Emma turned into an old man? Like
that's right.
That's not the Wiggles. That's Stranger Danger. That's what that is. That is what your parents warn you about. That's a group of creepy old guys dressed as your idols trying to lure you into their big red car. Anyway, so it's full of adults. So this is all adults trying to relive their youth. So it would have been a cool gig. But at the end, this is an absolutely true story. Greg, the yellow Wiggle, dies on stage, like drops dead, has a heart attack live on stage. But the other Wiggles, they don't know that he's dead. They think that he's just like exhausted from the fact that he hasn't done this for a while and he's just done this gig. So they're like, oh, you know, we should reassure the crowd. So they go back on, this is true, and do Hot Potato as an encore.
Oh, no.
Greg is dying in the wings and everybody's around him going, you know, wake up, Greg, except for Jeff, who's real pissed off that Greg's apparently his material at this point, right? And so imagine that. You're dying and you're going towards a light and all you hear in the background is the rest of your mates going, hot potato, hot potato. Which way am I going? And then eventually his life was saved, true story, by one of the Wiggles fans who'd grown up as a Wiggle and become a registered nurse. And she jumps up on stage and she actually saves the life of her childhood hero live on stage while the rest of the band sings Hot Potato. Greatest gig of all time.
Would have been good if you were there.
It would have.
Hey, speaking of that, I watched your show last night and breaking news about Jerry Lee Lewis. Mm. What about that? He died, but he actually did.
Yeah. Well, and then he did. Yeah, to be fair. He's now dead, just for the record, but they went 2 days early. they said Jerry Lee Lewis is dead. Then they had to retract the fact that Jerry Lee Lewis was dead. And then 48 hours, they were like, well, you know what? We called it. We got it right. I mean, I know Daisy likes to call himself the Oracle on the midweek rub, but if you call Jerry Lee Lewis's death 48 hours before he's gone, you are indeed the Oracle.
Question everything, by the way. It's on the ABC last night, Wednesday night. It looks at all the news, but they had breaking news and, you know, jumping into
saw a bit of it
coverages.
Yeah,
and mate, they said he's dead,
and then all of a sudden retraction.
Then they come back with another breaking news saying Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive.
Did they do hot potato on the back of that or not?
Well, there was a hot potato, which was the fact that he once married his 13-year-old cousin, and that is the hottest of all potatoes.
that's an odd potato. Hey, stick with us. We'll chat more with you after the break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
Will Anderson, TV host, podcaster, comedian, and now author, I'm Not Fine. Thanks, his new book is in bookstores and online retailers, has stuck around.
Now, we were talking before a little bit about the bushfires and the relief of the Wiggles doing it. You had a run-in with some of the firefighters in an airport trying to help them out?
So here's the thing, Daisy. It was right in the middle of the bushfires. So I bought my house up north, like in the midst of the bushfires that were happening up there. Because like a lot of people say that real estate prices are too high in Australia, but I've got a bit of a tip. If you want a cheap house, buy it when it's about to burn down. That is a good way to get a motivated seller when the fires are about 10 kilometers from the property. And so I was at an airport and I was flying through and it was a bunch of volunteers who were, and at the time I was like, you know what? I should do something for these volunteers. Yeah. Like, you know, like they're volunteering to help people out. I should help them out. So I decided that I would go down to the shop and I would buy them a whole bunch of snacks. Cause remember there'd been that incident where Scott Morrison had gone out and they refused to shake his hand. And stuff like
frosty.
That. There was one moment in particular that I absolutely love. Cause Scott Morrison was on the nose at that point because he'd been in Hawaii. And he said, in retrospect, I wouldn't have gone to Hawaii if I knew how bad the bushfires were going to be. Mate, they were already happening when you took off to Hawaii. All you need to do is look out the window and see that your country was on fire and maybe turn the plane around. And he was like, oh, it's hard to get a flight back from Hawaii. And I said, mate, they would have let you sit in the cockpit. It's named after you. Yeah. But anyway, he's gone back and he's tried to shake people's hands. And the softest handshake of all time. He grabbed that person's hand and he tried to shake their hand. It was like they were shaking hands with the Muppet, but he was the Muppet. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to buy them some snacks and I'm going to give them a big bag of snacks that they can eat while they're fighting the fires. But in that moment, you suddenly realize how on the nose all the snacks are. Like, you don't want to buy him a Redskin. Like, that's a bad snack to have in the middle of a fire. So Snickers, no, maybe that's not the right thing. M&Ms, I thought. They melt in the mouth, not in your hand, even when you're near a bushfire. And I go in and I buy $300 worth of lollies, right? Like, I know that's standard for you, Bill, but to everybody else, that is a lot
obviously
of lollies.
You've just done a cashier. Yeah. You've had a bit of cash.
20.
And look, the woman honestly looked at me like, okay, I guess who had to swallow their stash before they came through security. What are you going to do? Just eat all these and run to Darwin. So I've got this big bag and then I'm just like, oh, by the time that I'd filled up the bag, I go back to where they were. They've already boarded the plane. So now I'm just a dude with $300 worth of lollies lingering around the airport. And I thought, you know what? I'll hand them out to some kids. They'll enjoy them. And then I realized there's nothing more sus than a middle-aged man hanging out at the carousel asking kids if they want a chocolate bar. So I took them home, Bill.
Yeah, well, trick or treat. You could have used them the other night, but I suppose no one comes to your house. It's out the middle of nowhere.
No, if they come out there, they've come to murder me, Bill. So.
That's more trick than treat. Hey,
also on Question Everything last night, I was loving the show. What about the Pope? Now, you please tell the people what the Pope told his nuns and priests what they can't do. Will.
They can't. They cannot watch pornography because, as he said, the devil enters from there, which I believe is one of your favourite actual videos, isn't it, Bill? On your search engine, the devil enters from there. You love that one, don't you? The Pope said.
Yeah, he said that this is true, Daisy. Listen.
This is true. He told young nuns and priests that they have to avoid the evils of pornography. Like yes. So he said no porn for the Catholic priests and nuns.
But the Pope's exempt? Is that the understanding?
Well, that's the understanding, but we're all human.
If the white puff of smoke comes out of the Vatican, that means...
No, I don't want to know. This is taking a turn. Now, you're a big cricket nuffy, aren't you?
I am.
The Aussies going to make it or not?
Oh, mate, you know what the thing is? The other night, I honestly, this is what these World Cups make you do, isn't it? Because of the run rate, that New Zealand-England game the other night, never... have I cheered harder for New Zealand.
No.
Like I was literally listening to Russell Crowe music. I'm putting on the split ends, like whatever it is, watching some Taika Waititi movies. Yeah. Oh, Bill, you met the great man, Taika Waititi.
Yes, I did at the, in the Birdcage last Saturday.
Had no idea who he was.
Well, you had no idea who he was.
Well, my son did. He said, "Dad, come and meet old Taika." And, mate, he's what a lovely man, a good-looking man, but a beautiful man.
And? Well, they are both the same thing, aren't they?
Well, they are. And he's...
What did you chat to Taika about?
I don't
did you know who...
No.
What did you say to him? What did you say to the great man?
Well, I did say. Now, I'd had a couple.
He tried some material on him.
I tried some material because Oscar said he was a great bloody producer and all that.
Yeah.
So I said, "Oh, mate, my favourite two movies were Porky's 1 and Porky's 2. And I'm waiting for his response, right? And he goes, "Hey, not bad," and gave me a fist pump. So he obviously likes Porky's 1 and Porky's 2. That's all I could give him. It was a bit poor.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's what he does to get rid of people, Bill. That's what that feels like. I reckon whatever you said, he would have gone, "Hey, not bad," giving you a fist bump and backed away, always maintaining eye contact, I would have thought.
What about Run the Other Material you put on Sandra Sully Pass, Will, just for a comedic rating?
Oh, okay. What would you say? Because Sandra Sully came up to me and said, "G'day, Bill, I'm Sandra Sully." What would you say next?
What would I say next? What's the news? What's the news? You here with the late news?
That's what comedians do, Daisy. I said, "Sandra Sully with the late news." And she goes, "I've heard that before, Bill."
Yeah, you reckon?
So I'll zip from two on Saturday. Oh, it was a good day, but do you like horse racing? Are you a punter?
No, I'm not. No, I am not, William. I am not a punter at all. No, I
do. Do you have a bet on Melbourne Cup Day where everyone should
that is not me. And in fact, I won't even buy a Powerball ticket until it gets to 160 million. When it gets to the 160 million, I'm like, okay, got to be in it
to win it.
But
now.
When it's 110 million, I'm like, wouldn't even change my life really, would it? But 160, I'll get in there and have a go.
He could buy a new sauna.
Mate, all the best with the new book. It is called I'm Not Fine, Thanks.
That's it.
You're doing a good job, Daisy. I've got to be honest with you. Is JB hearing about this?
No, he's in Italy, mate. He's sunning the plums and having a great time, so he couldn't give us stuff.
He couldn't give us stuff about us, Will.
He should go and visit the Pope, see what's going on up there.
Oh, Jim should, actually, yes. And the Pope could have a chat to him about what he talked to the nuns and priests about.
Thanks very much for joining us on The Rush Hour, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Will Anderson on The Rush Hour. Grab his new book in bookstores and online as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's Can't Listen To Radio.
Flock of 80s Friday on Triple M. This is The Rush Hour. Daisy Thomas and Billy Brownless, a Fruity Friday joke still to come.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is. Binge, you've had a good week this week, I feel.
Do you think?
You were pretty confident yesterday there might not have been an idiot file.
No, I was very confident because I was good. No, it was ordinary Monday. I was very good Tuesday.
Yeah, day off.
Yes.
You carried me Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. And yesterday, very good. So no idiot file sucked in.
Well, this is what you said yesterday.
Exactly. No idiot file I see there. So that means I've had a good week.
Hold your horses.
I've had a good week. That tells me.
No jigging the seat. You've had a good week.
Riding horses.
Well,
yeah,
finish today's show off
so
with an absolute
zinger,
please.
When we have an idiot file tomorrow, can we replay that?
No.
Well, we did. And for that reason, here's your idiot file.
Another one of St Kilda's favourite sons is returning to the club.
Zach Dawson.
No, it's not Zach.
Know. Robert Eddie?
No, not Robert Eddie.
Ralph Clark?
Close.
Clark? Ooh. Ralph Clark?
Ralph Clark? No, not Ralph Clark.
What a game last night, India-Pakistan. That was I could not watch. I just had to keep watching. I could not turn away.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I just had to keep watching. It was unbelievable.
Did you watch or not watch?
I watched it.
What actually comes out of it is what they do is the most important thing for the Bombers. They've got their coach now.
Brad's got it. And a good employment there.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And well done to the Aussie Diamond Girls. They've been under the pump a bit and they won the Consolation Cup. Consolation Cup. Whatever it is. Zach Tui has announced that he's going around for another year. What a good player he's been at the Cats. I think he's played 130 games for Geelong, 120 for Carlton. 250th game on grand final day. Jim Steins holds the record for the most games by an Irishman, 264. So he should go past that.
How many does he need to go past, Bill?
Only 14, I reckon, Joey.
No, he doesn't. He needs 15 to go past.
Well, 14 to, yeah, all right. Good work.
I like that title, Unfinished Business.
So that'll be a thing we'll hear.
Yep, I reckon. Good.
What do you call that nowadays? Anyway. And I also asked him, you know, when he'll bring it up all the time, like it's the narrative. Is that the word?
Narrative.
Absolutely fine.
So Jill and I used to come down about here, I reckon it was, in Mornay Street somewhere where the old...
Mornay
Street.
Or whatever it's Mornay. Called.
Mornay.
Good.
We can chat to Rajon Tucker about a bit more about
good
that.
On you, having a crack at the basketball. Good Thank on you. You. Just play nice and length.
Straight.
What do they say?
Line and length.
Also, Victoria playing Tassie today in a one-dayer down there in Launceston. Victoria 2-for-130. They won the loss of toss and elected to not to bowl.
Hang on, what?
Tassie Hang won on. The toss and bowled.
Don't get him started on giraffes.
Do you like giraffes?
Well, yes and no. They're supermodels when they walk and then they can't drink or eat. One fell over the other day. Daisy sent me a photo of it, drinking water and then fell over.
In what country?
In South Africa.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where were you?
Namibia it was.
What about right now, the T20 World Cup game? I'll have a guess who's playing.
Who?
Have a guess.
Namibia. No, Australia, England.
No, Afghanistan, Ireland. I just wanted you to say.
So the coach of Lebanon is Michael Checker, who used to coach Australia.
Correct.
Okay? But so he coaches Lebanon in the Rugby League World Cup, but he also coaches Argentina in the Rugby Union World Cup.
So double dipping.
How can you do
that? Both codes.
He's coaching Lebanon and he's coaching Argentina. Draft prospects. Awan and Jaden Davey have both nominated Essendon. They're twin boys of course, Awan Senior. Remember he playing?
Alwyn.
Alwyn or Awan.
There's an L in there.
Is there?
Certainly Alwyn.
Mm. Great
Which
to
makes
see,
sense.
Make to see you. Great to see you, Rabsy. Well done, Paul. Well done, Peter. Five of the...
thank you.
What are the gods, mates?
Disciples?
Disciples, thank you.
What are the gods, mates?
Oh, my goodness. Disciples.
Oh, wow.
Rabs, you dick. Glenn Blackley? No.
Glenn Blackley?
The CEO would be Grant.
I said, no, mate, no way. He goes, good one. I said, no, I'm not getting a photo with you.
You cranny.
I did. Eddie, there's photos with Eddie and everyone up there with their car toes. Anyway.
The tar coat.
Brooklyn Nets have parted away with head coach Steve Nash.
Oh, no.
They've lost 5 games from 7 this year, and they've got a very good side, the Nets, and they just can't gel. There's something going on there, so he's been given the Tianwara. Tianwara.
Give us another one.
What's it? Tijuana?
That's it. Yeah, well done, Raps. That's it.
Can you spell it?
That was a good week for me.
You're simply the gift that keeps on giving. That was brilliant.
Joey got me a couple of
He did.
He was good, actually. Yeah. He just knew what I was trying to say. as Rabs does sometimes. So it all works out. It's all fine.
Until you gave him the Tijuana and got Daisy.
That's right. And got Daisy. Yes.
Very good, Benz. Well, you get to finish the week off with a joke after this.
Oh, good. I've got a...
Is it a fruity one?
Yeah, very.
Very?
Well, it starts. You'll think it'll be fruity and then it's cordial.
He's already
it's
started
cordial.
Again.
Cordial.
What flavour?
Orange mango.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Coming up, Bill, next week, your final week. The final week for the show of the year.
Done and dusted.
So we are going out with an absolute bang. Guest including Tom Gleisner.
Yeah, good man. Funny man.
Have you been paying attention? We'll be wrapping up Ash Barty, the superstar.
Oh, wow.
If you don't mind. Adam Gilchrist. Have I spoken to Ash?
Yeah.
No.
No, they're fine.
There you go. Well, we can do that next week. How good will that be? Adam Gilchrist, Rocket, Red Hot, Rhonda Birchmore.
Oh, Rhonda.
Wowee. And Paul Kelly to round the week out. And give my love to
Angus. Well done. And to Frank and Dolly. Is this gravy? Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. What a star.
What a star.
We
so
love
that will
Paul
be
Kelly.
Absolutely
What's
massive.
Stuff on top of the wrist hole, star?
He's trying to do a quote from The Castle, and that's not the line, but that's fine.
What's this stuff on top of the rissoles?
Yeah. Gravy,
I think the line is, what do you call this?
Yeah.
Well, rissoles.
All right, Bill, that was brilliant. Yes. Let's finish it off with one of these, please.
Oh, yes.
Allegra Interiors, Melbourne's premium curtains and blinds retailer. For a free quote, search Allegra Interiors. Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah. Because you're not. Grow up. At least not on
purpose. Oh! Oh, here we go. Last joke for the week. Hard to come by this week. Hasn't been a great week. I acknowledge that. Okay? Fruity Friday. A little bit of fruit on this one.
Bit
please.
Of fruit.
Mm. What goes in hard gets wet and comes out soft.
Bill.
Spaghetti! Spaghetti. See, that's where you went straight to the gutter, didn't you? You two went straight to the gutter. It's spaghetti.
It's spaghetti.
And then gets all soft and all that, and then we eat it.
Unless it's al dente.
Oh, what's al dente? Oh, Reggie, we got one. Oh, you'll cop flack over that, mate. You know that.
You're just lucky I put a cigar.
Lucky you told me. Stamp, plan, boom, wow. Nearly forgot the words to this song. It's been that long. Good luck tomorrow at Flemington. Oh.